Now, if you were American, it wouldn't matter. People here marry for love. Family name and ancestry never even come into the equation. They adopt that way too. As long as the baby's healthy, everyone's happy. But we are Afghans, Bachim. Is the fish almost ready? Surayyo said. General Tahiri's eyes lingered on her. He patted her knee. Just be happy you have your health and a good husband, he said. What do you think, Amir John? Khala Jamila said. I put my glass on the ledge, where a row of her potted geraniums were dripping water. I think I agree with General Sahib, I said. Reassured, the general nodded and went back to the grill. We all had our reasons for not adopting. Surayyo had hers, the general his, and I had this. That perhaps something, someone, somewhere, had decided to deny me fatherhood for the things I had done. Maybe this was my punishment, and perhaps justly so. It wasn't meant to be, Khala Jamila had said. Or, maybe, it was meant not to be. A few months later, we used the advance for my second novel and placed a down payment on a pretty two-bedroom Victorian house in San Francisco's Bernal Heights. It had a peaked roof, hardwood floors, and a tiny backyard which ended in a sun deck and a fire pit. The general helped me refinish the deck and paint the walls. Khala Jamila bemoaned us moving almost an hour away, especially since she thought Surayyo needed all the love and support she could get, oblivious to the fact that her well-intended but overbearing sympathy was precisely what was driving Surayyo to move. Sometimes, Surayyo sleeping next to me, I lay in bed and listened to the screen door swinging open and shut with the breeze and to the crickets chirping in the yard. And I could almost feel the emptiness in Surayyo's womb, like it was a living, breathing thing. It had seeped into our marriage, that emptiness, into our laughs and our lovemaking. And late at night, in the darkness of our room, I would feel it rising from Surayyo and settling between us, sleeping between us, like a newborn child.